And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. Say, will you do one little thing for me if I promise you higher, lighter, tenderer cakes than you ever made before? All right, it's a bargain. You just changed to new Sure Mix Crisco, and I definitely promise that your cakes will be higher cakes, lighter cakes, and tenderer cakes than you ever made with any other household shortenings we've ever seen. Now, mind you, that's not an idle promise. That's a promise backed by actual proof from our Crisco test kitchens. You see, before new Sure Mix Crisco was introduced, hundreds of cakes were baked. Each cake was measured. The cakes made with new Sure Mix Crisco baked up higher, as much as 15% higher, depending on the type of cake. And they were lighter and tenderer, and boy, they were just about the best eating cakes a man ever tasted. Now, of course, you know that something pretty vital has happened to Crisco, or we couldn't promise you these wonderful new cake-making advantages. And what's happened to Crisco is just about the most exciting thing you ever heard of. New Sure Mix Crisco is different. In fact, it's so different, it's even knocked into a cocked hat that old theory that fat and water won't mix. New Sure Mix Crisco and water mix almost like magic. Now, you can probably figure out what this will mean to your cakes. Sure Mix Crisco and your liquids and other ingredients will get together like long-lost friends, and they'll stay together. No more curdled batters. Instead, a new satin-smooth batter that's one of the big secrets of the higher, lighter, tenderer Crisco cakes women are talking about. But just a word of caution. Remember, no other shortening you can buy will mix this amazing way. No other household shortening we know of will give you smoother batters that never curdle. And no other shortening gives you cakes that bake up so high, so light, so tender. No wonder the big call is for Sure Mix Crisco today. Join the happy parade of thousands of good cooks who are getting higher, lighter, tenderer cakes with new Sure Mix Crisco. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mrs. Victor Gook and young Mr. Rush Gook. Mrs. Gook sits near a window darning socks while her son, freshly arrived from school, flings himself acrobatically on the davenport. Listen.
You'll break that.
No.
Will, too. It's getting old. Can't stand such treatment.
I never land on it in a vital spot, man. My body hits it at an angle where the springs can absorb the shock.
Davenports don't grow on trees, remember. Cost lots and lots of money. What you been doing since school?
Shooting baskets over in Bluetooth Johnson's backyard. Need me for something?
Uh-uh.
Walked up the alley with Mr. Gifford just now. We got in conversation and doctored up a scheme that's so important, your shoes will sink right through the sidewalk.
What Mr. Gifford is that?
Mr. J.J. Gifford. You know, resides in the 700 block on University.
Oh, the contractor man.
Yeah.
What's the big scheme?
Mom, I personally am going to tear down a three-story brick building.
Right, so?
All by myself and with nobody helping.
Where's the building?
Way out in West Mulberry, near College Street. You've been past there. Real old red brick warehouse sort of a looking place.
Oh, just before you make that turn when you want to get on the hard road to Peoria?
That's it.
You're going to tear it down, huh?
All by myself and with nobody helping.
Mr. Gifford tell you you could?
The arrangements are all settled. Here's a setup. Mr. Gifford's got the contract to tear down the building. His plans is to start work a week from Monday. Out in the alley just now, I obtained his permission to begin on the job this coming Saturday. A whole week in advance, see? If I haven't got the building demolished by a week from Monday, him and his man will finish it.
It's a job, huh? You get paid?
No, it's not a job. Of course I don't get paid. I'm doing it for the honor.
What honor?
Wouldn't you like to be able to say you tore down a three-story brick building single-handed? Is there anybody in our family that's ever tore down a three-story brick building single-handed?
Not that I know of.
Is there anybody in your circle of friends that's ever tore down a three-story brick building single-handed?
No.
Well, there you are. Well, as far as I know, I may be the only individual in history that can say they tore down a three-story brick building single-handed. It'll be something I can brag about all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Take 20 years from now. Maybe I'm married to some woman or other, and We're riding down West Mulberry Street of a Sunday afternoon with another married couple. I'll never forget along in here, I'll remark kind of casual. Why is that, the married couple will say. When I was age 14, I'll say, I tore down a 3-story brick building, single-handed. Boy, will they stare.
Mm-hmm.
My wife will say, why, hubby, you never told me that.
Oh.
Sure. I ought to be able to tear down a 3-story brick building in 7 days.
Sounds like hard work.
Oh, it'll be hard work, all right. What I plan to do is hit the hay good and early nights, get plenty of sleep.
How about school?
It'll be after school I head for West Mulberry Street.
No.
7th-hour classes are over at 3 o'clock. I'll come right home and change my clothes. Of course, I'll have to pitch right in. Won't have any extra minutes to fool.
How does a person go about tearing down a 3-story building? Give it a kick?
Oh, there's dozens of ways to begin. Some authorities enjoy starting at the roof and working down. Others recommend starting in the basement and working up. I haven't decided what I'll do yet. Have to sleep on it.
Hmm.
This is something you'll be able to brag about, too, ma'am.
Yeah?
Sure. Take some afternoon when you're at the Thimble Club. Some lady will say, hello there, Miss Gook. You any relation to Rush Gook? And you'll say, why, yes. He happens to be my son. The lady will say, why, let me shake your hand. I read all about Rush Gook in the Chicago paper. He tore down a 3-story brick building single-handed.
Answer that.
You'll be able to loaf around and brag your head off. Hello? Hello, Bluetooth. Oh, did I? Well, take it in the house, will you? Where'd I leave it? On the cistern? Uh-huh. You can give it to me in the morning. Yeah. Thanks, Bluetooth. Okay, fella. So long. I left my algebra book over in Bluetooth's backyard.
Going after it?
No. He'll give it.
Need it tonight to study?
Uh-uh.
Well, what'd you bring it home then for?
Miss Monroe was watching us file out. We generally load up with textbooks on general principles.
Well.
Teachers get a favorable reaction when they see students going home with their arms full of books.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Mom, in connection with Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Don't mention about my plans for tearing down the 3-story brick building.
All right.
Because it'd be just like him to horn in.
Uh-huh.
That goes for Smelly Clark and Rooster Davis and Nicer Scott and Leroy Snow and the whole bunch of them. Just keep Mom when they're around.
All right.
I want to tear down this building single-handed. Not much glory in just helping tear down a building.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it under your hat.
All right.
Boy, will I swag around school after I've accomplished this. The guys will say, hey, where were you all last week? You never showed up at Tapman's vacant lot. I'll say kind of easy and casual. Last week? What was I doing last? Oh, I tore down a 3-story brick building. Oh, go on, they'll say. That's no joke, I'll say. I tore down a 3-story brick building, single-handed. That high school will be so full of jealous individuals, you can cut them with a knife.
Answer that.
Okay.
I suspect it's Ruthie.
Well? Hello, fella. Oh, shot a few baskets over at Bluetooth. Uh-huh. Tonight? Well, nothing that I know of. Just a second. Mom, we going any place this evening?
I guess not.
Milton Welch wants to go down to YM and watch the fat men play handball.
No studying to do, hmm?
Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Milton? Sure. Yeah. Okay, why don't you come by and holler? All right. Well, that's fine then. Okay, fella. See you after supper. So long. He's going past and picked me up. Don't mention about me and the 3-story brick building.
All right.
Because he'd like some of the glory.
Mm-hmm.
I expect I'll be worn to a frazzle when this is over and done with. My hands will be blistered, my back will be sore, and I'll probably have bruises all over my body. But it's worth it. Rush Gook, individual aged 14 years, that tore down a 3-story brick building single-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't that sound fancy? Rush Gook, the individual aged 14 years, that tore down a 3-story brick building single-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Rush Gook, the individual aged 14 years, that tore down a 3-story brick building.
Oh, those kids. Don't they ever do anything but telephone?
I get it.
Getting to be a nuisance.
Well? Yes? Yes, just one second.
Miss Dunbar?
I don't think so. Sounds more like Miss Husher. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Hello? Oh, yes, hello there. Oh, fine. Uh-huh. Really? Uh-huh. Well, say. Oh, you bet. Well, you bet your boots. Oh, yes, indeed. Oh, I certainly will. Well, thanks a thousand times. I'll do the same for you one of these days. All right, Miss Trogle. Yes? All right. Goodbye. Oh, Miss Trogle was expecting a whole bunch of people for supper and baked four apple pies. The people ain't coming, so she says if you'll come over, she'll give us two of them.
Oh, gosh. Walk clear over to West Monroe Street?
You know what Miss Trogle's pies are.
Yeah, but golly, 700 block on West Monroe.
Are you too delicate to walk that far?
No, but I've had such a tough day. Calisthenics in the gym this afternoon and shooting baskets in Blue Tooth Johnson's backyard afterwards. I'm tired.
Listen to who's talking.
Huh?
You know who's talking, don't you?
Who?
Rush Gook. The individual aged 14 years that tore down a 3-story brick building single-handed.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Say, if you've run clean out of ideas for desserts, how about going back to some of the old-time favorites, huh? Old-fashioned jam cake, for instance, or a luscious white cake with lemon frosting. But whether it's a jam cake or a lemon cake, it can be the most wonderful cake you ever made if you'll just use new Sure Mix Crisco. As a matter of fact, our baking tests prove that new Sure Mix Crisco cakes bake up higher, lighter, and tenderer than cakes you ever made before with any other household shortening we know of. Why, say, even the cake batter you get with new Sure Mix Crisco is different. Sure Mix Crisco cake batter never separates, never curdles. And this new type cake batter is one of the big secrets of the higher, lighter, tenderer cakes you get with new Sure Mix Crisco. Now, say, don't you want to change to new Sure Mix Crisco and surprise your family with the grandest cakes you ever made before? Just ask for Crisco today. Now, don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.